I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. And in the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each show, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the wish's cost, it would still be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Last week we had, you get a stable career as a writer, but you can only ghostwrite work for other people, and no one will ever believe that it's your work. We had 100% of people accept this wish on Twitter and on the Facebook discussion group. I'm thinking my audience might have an unusually high number of writers, and apparently people lacking in vanity. For this week, we're seeking a sponsorship with Acme Industries. Ryan Allen on Twitter said, "I wish I was an animated character." I sit down with Taylor Davis and Chelsea Larkin to ink out this wish. We got a new wish coming in. I'm excited for this wish, but first, let's see who we're chatting with. We're chatting with Taylor Davis.
Hello.
And Chelsea Larkin.
Ahoy, hoy.
And the wish we're breaking down today is, I wish I was an animated character. So, I think before we even get into coming up our cause for that, we're going to have to figure out what exactly that means. What do you guys think it means to become an animated character?
Well, I guess, so let's go, firstly, like, are we going, is it any animation? Like, do you have to stay that animated character, or can you, like, mutate that has, you know, like, if it's like Looney Tunes, you become, mm-hmm. like, multiple different characters, or, because I'm certain it can't help but make me think of, like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
That's
like,
exactly what I was thinking.
I think we're
too.
All thinking that the best, because I think if you're an animated character, the world isn't necessarily animated around you, but you'd work on animated character logic, like, specifically you.
And so, what you could do would be limited to.
So based off of that film, mm-hmm. we got immortality.
Yeah.
Well, like, there were some ways to kill them, wasn't there?
Well, the dip.
I haven't seen it all the way through.
What?
I'm sorry.
You can't run this podcast.
I can't run it at all.
Pause this. We watch my Roger Rabbit.
Don't have time for that.
Christopher Lloyd's character, but he had the dip. So he'd created something where you basically disintegrate.
And that was the only way for them to die?
The only way for them to die.
Oh, okay.
I think they can still feel pain, but it's more animated. Like, it's silly pain. Yeah. Like, they don't mind.
I assumed there was resistance to death. Like, you could take way more of a hit, and a lot of things that should kill you wouldn't.
Yeah, there were still anvils being dropped on heads.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that were happening.
But when that happens in cartoons, they don't usually die. They're just...
They don't die. There is no way to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, like, if you go in, the Looney Tunes logic of that type of world, characters just survive anything. Yeah.
And
there are other animated shows where people do die, but they still take more of a punch. I guess we have to go on Looney Tunes-esque rules,
though. I feel like
though.
That's what they mean by an animated character.
It seems like it's... When I read The Wish, I thought it was animated character in, like, a real world.
Yeah.
A real 3D world. And what remember that movie with Brad Pitt, like, Too Cool or something like that?
Yeah. Cool World?
Too Cool. That's not what it's called.
Cool
World. Was that
similar? I sadly didn't see this either.
He turns an animated character into a real person. It's like the opposite.
Okay.
But he does sleep with her while she's still animated.
Yes, that's what I'm remembering.
That's what I remember, because I remember as a kid seeing it, I was like,
yeah, what? I was like, I don't get it. That means I can sleep with Sylvester when I grow up.
When you grow up. You just assumed that was...
I just added when I grow up.
Entirely plausible that... Yeah.
Sylvester was your go-to?
For sex with Sylvester. I just ruined your microphone. Maddox.
He would get you wet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, it would be terrible.
Yeah, I know. It would be bad.
He would still be the size of a cat, I feel.
But he would
know
pussy.
Isn't he person size, though, Sylvester? Like, if he's standing next to someone who's human, like Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, he's big.
Elmer Fudd's a short human.
He should be a cat. He's very fluffy like a cat. Like, he has the giant, like, cheek whiskers.
But I feel like he always stood like a person.
Yeah, I think he's, like, person size. But let's not get too much into the logistics of sex with Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know.
Sylvester Stallone. To be honest, if I had the choice between having sex with Sylvester Stallone in his prime.
I think I just said the word Sylvester and Stallone came out.
But the choice between the two, I'm probably going to take the human, just because I think I would understand how it would work.
How it would work, yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to happen, what diseases cartoon cat's going to have.
Also, I will just get this out of the way.
Sure.
I think one of the first crushes I know I had, like, not on an animated character, but in life, was, I think, on the squirrel from The Sword and the Stone. Was there a squirrel in that movie?
Sword and the Stone, Merlin turns Arthur into a squirrel, and Merlin turns himself into a squirrel. So they each are squirrels, but they each meet two female squirrels. One who is like, the one is in love with Arthur, and it's very, very, like, giggly. And then there's the really grotesque one that's chasing Merlin.
But that means that you were in love with
which
squirrel version of either Merlin or Arthur?
I think it was Arthur. And I definitely wanted, I think I also wanted Alvin from the Chipmunks. Like,
So you have a clear squirrel fetish.
This is why you wanted to do this wish, this animated.
I think I just wanted to, be the girl. And so the girl obviously has to be with the boy. Squirrel or cat.
They don't have to be. Let's not say that as a statement.
Like, political on squirrel sex.
Okay, moving on.
So I think here are some things that we'll go immortal to trauma. I think they can, even if you become animated, because we're still humans, I think you could still die of old age.
All right, so we're going to say for the sake of this wish.
Yeah.
You're animated.
You'll still hurt.
Wait, you're not going to be. That was my question. Was like, are we an animated character? Like, is there a character? Like, are we like a weird animal of some sort? Or are we just ourselves?
I think
animated?
You're yourself animated. Yeah.
Well, that's boring.
I mean, you'd be an exaggerated caricature version of yourself.
Ah.
I hope he's cool.
Well, listener, please give ourselves a drawing. I'll post a picture of Taylor Davis, draw him as a cartoon, and we'll see.
Make him as cool as possible.
I just can't imagine.
Make him as cool as possible.
It's possible.
To be
part squirrel.
I look like Bob Hoskins from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, a short, bald, chubby guy.
You see that.
But he's my favorite part.
I
think we'd also have the ability, you could walk on air as long as you don't notice.
Yes, but then you will fall. But you'll have a chance to look at the camera before you fall and put up a sign if you want.
Yeah.
What about so if you're animated, or if we are animated, what are the rules about, like, are we 2D? Or
So I think everyone would, I think we're in a 3D world, but I think everyone would treat us as though we're normal. In Who Framed Roger Rabbit, everyone just sort of accepts it. It's normal. Like, you can see that they're a cartoon.
They're a Toontown. They all live in Toontown. You might see animated people outside of Toontown, and it's not
they still interact. Yeah. It's not like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, I think people would react to you like, oh, you're an animated person. I, for some reason, know what that's like. And, like, they would understand the rules that apply to you.
That's not in the wish, because that could be a cost, that you can be animated, but everyone thinks you're a freak.
Okay. I think we should put it, unless you put it in the cost, everyone just sort of treats you as like, that's a thing.
Okay.
All right, so if it is a thing, there's other animated people out there.
I don't think necessarily. I think just for some reason, everyone goes like, oh, I've seen animated things. I understand how you work.
So I guess what I'm trying to get to the bottom of it, what is the advantage of this being a wish?
Like, we've already said immortal.
The immortality is what really the only advantage. I guess
So there's another thing that, this is probably the thing that I would want most from this, would be the idea that you can produce things by reaching behind your back and pulling it out.
Mm. That's what you, and that's the first thing.
I want that
like
so bad.
A full piano.
A full piano, or just the idea, like, I don't like carrying my shit around on me. Like, I don't like having things in my pockets. I don't have to carry a bag.
If you were a squirrel, you could carry them in your mouth.
Okay, great. But the idea of, like, hey, I need to have, like, a hammer? Great. There's a hammer behind my back because I reach behind my back. There's
a
hammer now.
So we can produce things that we need.
Yeah.
And also would be really good is cleaning up your house so you just become a tornado.
Yes.
And you run through the house, like, in 10 seconds and the whole
house
all is those spotless.
You could get changed by running into a closet and then just running back out. And you're wearing
different
clothes.
Now we're getting to the good stuff.
See, what I like about being animated, it seems that the animated female characters are attractive and and they don't have to do any work.
I think you're revealing more about yourself than you intended to on this podcast already.
But it's true. Like Jessica Rabbit, all the female chipmunks, for example.
I don't feel that way.
That's the third time we've gone back to Roger being attractive.
Princesses, they are all just perfect the way they are. And whatever is pretty about them is accentuated. And they don't have to, they're always in a pretty dress and they don't have to apply makeup or get ready or do anything. They're just perfect as is. So that's the appeal for me, for a woman.
There's a lot of flaws that you don't get when you're animated. Like, your complexion is fine. Like, it's a single color.
Your hair is perfect. You always have a dress.
You just always have a dress?
Or you're just always dressed well.
Well, yeah, that thing. And that's the same thing. You can get changed at a drop of a dime.
Yeah, everything's all set.
So I'm actually going to consider that as a cost that I'm going to throw. I'm going to pitch the first possible cost here.
Okay.
A lot of cartoon characters only have one outfit.
Yes, most. That's true.
It's pretty common that they have one look. And so is it possible that the cost is just you're an animated character, but there's literally only one thing you're allowed to wear?
Yeah, I mean, like, to me would be, like, as long as it's a good outfit, I suppose. And if the world's already used to, like, animated people, I feel like that's not terrible cost.
Yeah, it's maybe not that bad. I think it'd be kind of a bit funny.
I have a cost ready, though.
Okay, let's go to Taylor, then, for your first cost.
My first cost would be, like, anything. So you live your life as an animated character. And you don't necessarily age, because they don't really age. But at, say, like, whatever year, like, at a reasonable year, like, 85, that's when you will die. Like, when your 85th birthday, you're going to die, but this is not the cost.
Maybe at the year you would go public domain, you die.
Yeah, but the way you die is everything you've ever done that a human being can't do, you have to experience it as a human being all at once.
Oh.
So, like, pulling, like, you know, a hammer out of nowhere, you pull it out of your body.
Ow.
Like, all of these things that you've done, like, anything that you've, like, you know, the anvil's being dropped on you, like, getting shot or whatever, like, silly things. All of them are going to happen in succession.
But then you'll die.
And then you die at the end of it.
But you were going to die anyway, just now that...
It's just going to be the most... Possibly the most excruciating.
The worst way to go, basically, all at once.
Or if just the last year of your life is like that?
The last year is like every day. It's more.
It might take a year, depending on how many things you did,
Your eyes pop out of your head every day.
Oh, that's going to hurt. Every time you find an attractive person, your eyes pop out?
That has to happen. That's not your fault.
That has to happen, yeah.
No, and it would hurt.
It would hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But also, that would be so embarrassing every time you see someone as attractive. Instead of being able to be like, hi, nice to meet
your
you.
Your tongue.
You go,
and
you do that. Yeah. And then you're just like,
and your tongue folds out.
The beating of your heart out through your chest in a heart shape. Oh, that's got to, that's not good on your ribs.
But that's it. That would be my cause, is the all of the advantages you've had are taken away painfully.
I think a lot of people will be willing to just because everyone's willing to delay the cost till the end, right?
That's, like, that's a good point.
Like, I'm going to invest in lots of things that I don't have to pay for, you know, 50, 80 years.
I have two possible costs. The first one is that if you took the wish of being animated, you would be the only one. So no one else in the world is like you.
And so does that become weird for other people too? Or do people treat you like that's, they understand what you are?
No, well, maybe in time, but at first it's like, you're a weirdo. You might be on a bunch of talk shows and it might be fun at the beginning.
But yeah, I guess how weird is it? Yeah.
Yes. Like,
am I hallucinating weird, or is it like, I have a weird name, weird, like I have a weird condition. I have a rare condition. Type of weird.
It's a rare condition, but it's still like with any kind of rare difference in someone, people are afraid. They, you know, judge you, and then they might also think you're really cool and only be your friend for that reason. All the bad things that come with being different, even though being different is good, like in this case it would be, the consequences are that you're the only person and that's how you'd be treated. That's one idea. My other is, as you said, there you could be immortal and you never die, but everyone else that you love will age and die, and you'll just be sticking around.
Well, that's just like, I guess it's just like what would happen if you had immortality.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
anyways,
the cost of immortality.
So just basically that.
Yeah, I think that one's kind of built into all of them if you're just living for a long time. And even if it is just you can't die from trauma, then still a lot of people are going to go before you do, because you're, imagine being in a car crash and everyone else dies horrifically with lots of trauma, and you just fly out through the windshield and have a big bump on your head.
That you just push down.
That you push down and you're fine. But you're still like, all your friends just died, and you're going to have so much survivor's guilt.
Well, maybe that should be the thing, is that, or like maybe a cost would be the, anything that you do that would kill somebody does kill somebody somewhere else. Like a human being has to take the damage you take.
Oh, that's... Again, that's so evil to take. Well, I mean,
it's evil, but you would,
because if you're going to use it, you're going to use it. But then, I don't know. Like, it's one of those things that it's a price for good people, and it's not a price at all for bad people.
But if I was animated, I'm not going around like you guys keep talking about all these the things that happen in cartoons. You know, getting bumped on the head, pulling out hammers, getting shot, being fine. I would just go around looking damn good. Like I would not care.
That's your main focus.
I wouldn't care about getting hurt, or I would not aim to find any of those dangerous things.
And there would be no judgment for the amount of sex you had
with
animals. Because people would be like, well, clearly she's an animated character. That's probably what they do.
It starts with N. Perfectly. It's close enough. I could, the squirrels would come. That sounded bad.
It does.
That's not what I meant.
That I now question.
Oh my God.
You brought up squirrels and rodents a lot, and we did not.
You watch Sword of the Stone. They're strong.
They're not that sexy.
they are.
I've seen it so many times. The thing is, two of them are, one's a really old squirrel.
Okay, not him.
With a giant mustache.
Not him. I don't think.
Okay, you're thinking the Arthur, and because you probably saw it when you were a kid, I assume.
Yeah,
you
and
probably,
I...
So you, I can't believe we're back on this conversation.
I know.
Arthur and the
Lancelot. The
squirrel, but you remember that Merlin. That he breaks her heart?
Yes.
When he leaves, and then he's,
I was like, ooh, a challenge.
No, that's not healthy.
I think I also liked file.
How did it become? You had a thing for file?
I was like, don't go west, come back.
Oh.
Okay, let's get back on topic.
We're going to come back to this soon, I'm sure. Anytime we mention any animated rodent, not even, it's like, we mentioned Sylvester, like, yeah, not Sylvester. I really prefer the chipmunk to fuck.
He had human features, and he was wearing a vest, I'm pretty sure.
Is that what takes to win you over? Any just stick a vest on any rodent and it's good to go?
I'm going
to
tell you right now, he wasn't wearing a vest.
What? I'm pretty sure. In my memory, he was.
You put a vest on?
Or maybe I'm thinking of AC Slater. I don't know.
That, I understand.
Okay, I have to come up with something now. And I didn't have something super ready, but this is what's been tickling my mind. Because I'm trying to think of something to do with being animated, but also being real. Something that would still be bad. So you're immortal from trauma. But to live, you have to eat and drink paint and ink.
and it tastes just the same.
Yeah, it tastes the same.
But it won't kill you.
It won't kill you. No, that's what you now have to do to stay alive. And if you get hurt, like, it costs ink. So you have to, like, eat more ink and paint.
That's all you can eat and drink is paint?
I mean, you can eat a cartoonishly large ham if you want,
and it'll be a ham shaped in your belly.
Yeah, but that's just for us, like.
But it tastes
for
like
the
paint.
Aesthetics of it. No, the only thing that eat that you can eat that gives you substance is if you eat ink or paint.
So wait, can I? If I eat a pizza, like a full pizza I slice up and throw in the air, and they each go down my throat.
Right,
you taste it. I can still taste it,
but
I
it wouldn't give you any substance.
Pizza. No substance.
Oh,
so you're only you for survival. And for repair from damage, you have to eat,
drink,
paint.
So how much paint do you need to have just to say, like, just for a day? Like, and nothing bad, no trauma, just like just a regular day.
Not like one of those big gallon cans, but like one of those smaller cans you get. I don't know how, like the pint size?
Oh, and you have to just...
Like a pint of paint, maybe.
I've never had paint. Is it bad?
It doesn't taste good. It's not good.
It don't taste good.
Every so often, your old paint drinking days come out of you.
Yeah, I mean,
don't,
I don't,
don't drink too good. Don't drink too much.
Paint.
I mean, if it's watercolors,
I think this is
like a
very legitimate cost. Like, it makes sense.
There's some logic to that.
Like,
yeah.
Logically, it makes sense. But I do feel like you would get used to it. Like, you would be like, I'm going to do my pint of paint
like it's,
today.
Like, it's a vegetable.
Like, wait,
how bad do vegetables taste to you, Chelsea?
Okay, like, it's a bad vegetable that you don't like. Like, you just, sometimes you just mush them up and just choke it down.
Yeah, I don't eat those.
I just refuse.
I have no examples, but I
just basically, broccoli, carrots, some lettuce. I'm also probably dying of malnourishment. But
if you're all that paint and you're having and no vegetables.
Yeah.
Just broccoli, carrots, and lettuce. You're a rabbit.
Yeah.
So you
be careful.
Yeah. That's what she wrote it.
Don't put on a vest.
Oh no, I like vests.
Oh no. Okay, so if you have a pizza, it tastes like pizza.
It tastes delicious. I would still
think. So you can still have good tasting food, and you'd eat it in the comically cartoonish fashion, like Taylor described, of throwing them up in the air and having them go down your throat one at a time.
But wouldn't the true cost be that all this good food you want to eat tastes like paint?
Oh.
Like, you smell the pizza and you really want to eat it, and it's just paint.
Like, everything you've, every flavor you have is paint.
It's like Hook when they go to, they pretend to eat, but it's just paint.
It's just, that famous scene in Air Hook where they ate a bunch of paint.
I don't think that's accurate.
You mean the imagination food. They didn't eat anything.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Okay.
That's not
I mean, we can do it that way, yeah, that they can have it shaped like whatever. I kind of wanted them to be able to eat food because I feel like cartoons get excited about food, but yeah, that's a way to do the cost adjustment.
That would be a good thing, and then they could just always wash down the paint with a real pizza. That's not good.
Okay, I'm going to throw another cost out. All right, so the other cost would be that you can't have any real relationships with people because you're a cartoon. Like, if they set you up for a joke, you have to do the joke because, like, in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, like, he's handcuffed to Valiant, like Bob Hoskins' character.
Oh, yeah.
And he's trying to, like, and the gang members are coming. And so Eddie Valiant's trying to, like, saw off the handcuffs that they're attached to because they're looking for Roger Rabbit. So, like, it's this crazy, like, you know, situation of hiding Roger Rabbit while handcuffed to him the whole time. And at the very end, Roger Rabbit takes his hand out. Because he wasn't really hit.
That right, his hands can go through handcuffs.
Why
no
would
problem.
You do that? He's like, because it's funny. And that was his response. It's because it wasn't funny enough. I couldn't do it until it was at this point. Like, you're like, the thing
so
is, you're
restricted by
you're
cartoon
into,
logic. You have to act in the way that a cartoon
would. You can't
not,
yeah.
Like, yeah, so if someone's like crying really and you're trying to be sympathetic, like it's.
Hong Kong.
You're like tapping their head, like really, like over exaggerating. Like, there. Oh, like, I gotta make you a cake and then slip and fall in the cake. You can't help but these things will happen.
Just be comical.
So I would assume all your relationships are destroyed.
Yeah, like, oh, like your his friend says, my wife left me. And he's like, your wife?
Oh, exactly. So you wouldn't have friends. You might be able to meet somebody who loves
you. Do
you
think she's taking new suitors already?
Where's my vest?
So, okay.
That would be my cost, is that you have to live your life like a cartoon.
By cartoon logic. Where I'm wondering on this one is, so if we deal with the type of person who wants to be a cartoon in the first place, are they the type of person who would be fully okay with just living that life? Like,
maybe that's part of the wish, to not have to worry about.
Is that why they wished that way? They
just
wanted
kind of
to
float
live
through life as a funny, likable.
A comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I guess if they wished for it, like, that's maybe what you wanted to have. But yeah. I guess that's what we're trying to get to.
Being able to
of.
Not turn it off is obviously a problem for
and we'll
how
get
you're
to
gonna.
You
can only sleep for like 5 minutes at a time, but it's you Z's coming out of your mouth, like very, very, like obviously asleep, but you could. You have to wake up within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So you never can sleep.
Or you don't sleep, you take commercial breaks. Whenever you try to sleep, it just turns into a commercial break.
You're the big raisin. After these messages.
And just like whenever you close your eyes to sleep, it's just commercials play until you wake up.
Yeah, I do think it's a good cost in the sense that, like, you know, cartoons are 22 minutes or so of, of, like, just, you know, chaos. But imagine doing that for hours and hours and hours and hours every day for the rest of your life. You're not allowed to, like, I'm just going to go see a movie. Like, no, you can't.
No.
You would never sit still during a movie. Yeah. You would be very loud during the movie. You would eat popcorn animatedly. And then people would be like, keep it down over there. And then the more you try to keep it down, the more loud you become, even if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Or like, I want to make love to this person. Honk, honk, pull, pull. I don't
exactly.
Those are the sounds
can
sex
you
is.
Stop pulling like, my private.
And sex wouldn't be sex. It would just be the blanket would come over top of you, and it would just be a lot of moving.
Moving around.
And hearts coming out.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's horrible. I don't think I would take that one.
I think that's how you would have to experience life as a cartoon.
Yeah. I think you can do it other ways, but I can see that as a fair cost of just like you have to fall into cartoon logic.
Because some people would like that. Like some people that have, you know, heavy lives, heavy things to deal with, they might think they want that as a nice break. Just kind of being liked by everybody and making people laugh and having a, wait a minute, I'm talking about comedians.
God. A lot of the time.
I'm talking about myself. Yeah. No. Because I bet you some people would still choose to take it.
And you wouldn't be able to be a comedian. You would ruin every show. Yeah. You wouldn't do improv. No. Your stand-up would be a parody of someone else's stand-up.
That's true.
Oh, like it would just be you in front of a brick wall wearing a vest.
No matter what theater you were in,
smoking cigarettes.
A brick wall would appear behind you.
You basically just start doing really
crappy
bits.
What's the deal with?
Stuff? Oh, that's so bad. All right. I think we've each put out at least one cost.
But I think also with that one, the living your life, I don't think you should die. I think you do live.
You think yours has immortality?
Time. Yeah, that's the thing is you are a cartoon.
Again, that becomes almost a cost in itself. If you can't die.
Like you're just that, like you're this cartoon character. Like I would assume, like when I say the end of time, I mean like the end of like, say like anybody
the
who.
The death of the universe?
May sweeps.
No, like basically, well, until until end of people. People end.
Yes.
Like not this, the end of time. But when cartoons are no longer referenced, like the references.
Oh, okay. As soon as cartoons aren't a thing anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're doing these bits, but like no one, I don't understand why you're like.
This terrible 100-year-old cliche doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, you certainly.
Oh no, I cease to exist.
Yeah, exactly. What's a squirrel? Squirrels are gone.
Just let it go. They're not attractive. It's wrong. It's just wrong.
Put a vest and a nice bangs, some nice bangs on him.
I'm not going to judge, I am concerned.
He's very strong. He pulled that sword out.
Not as a squirrel.
I guess he did.
As a boy.
Oh, he was not a squirrel.
Okay, I don't remember that part.
He also turned into
turned the entire film into the squirrel version. He just put the squirrel
He also turned into a fish.
Oh, I wasn't attracted to that.
What about the bird? He turned into a bird.
I don't recall. Only the squirrel.
So
Or Fievel, what was he?
He's a mouse.
It's a rodent fetish for sure.
So, you know, there's this subculture called furries where you can dress up as these animals.
I've heard of them.
Yourself as a rodent?
No, I don't want to be one. That's preposterous.
But I'm saying if you saw a guy dressed as the King Alvin? Arthur like squirrel in his furry costume, like would it be slightly more attractive to
yes.
you?
Or if I was a human.
I didn't expect that admission so willingly.
And I could choose Alvin. Or
and now I do wonder. So if and we're not doing this for the scenario. I just want to do this for this moment and just for Chelsea. But if you were an animated character and you were also an animal, what animal would you be as an animated character?
Oh, a rabbit for sure.
A rabbit. Okay, so still in the rodent family.
Yes, but I wouldn't be one of those tall, pale rabbits like Winnie the Pooh. I'd be
Winnie the Pooh is a bear.
No, on Winnie the Pooh, friend rabbit.
He has a friend rabbit. Okay.
Oh, right.
We thought you were crazy.
Who
there
is
for
naked?
A second.
Have you noticed?
No, yeah, that's
most
not the
animals
first
are
thing
naked.
I look at when I watch Winnie the Pooh. He's like, you see how fucking hot rabbit is?
Rabbits?
No, he's too tall for me.
You think rabbit's a man? I thought it was a woman.
I think the rabbit's a
rabbit's
man.
Guy.
Oh, I have a lot to think about. Oh, no. I thought it was a very stern woman. A stern naked
woman. You
need to
pay more attention when you watch animated
Stop
shows.
Looking at their junk or lack thereof in these scenes.
I need to rewatch these because at first glance as a child, I have a lot of misconceptions.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyways.
So let's reiterate the wishes that we settled on. So Taylor had that you have to act like a cartoon. You can become a cartoon, but you had all the advantages, but you have to act the way a cartoon would, even if stuff is funny and inconsiderate.
And I think as a little like side note with that one is you could still do things like day to day, like, oh, I'm going to go do this. But if something comes up, like that becomes a cartoon situation, like it's impulsive. Like you have to.
Yeah. Mine was that you have to eat ink and paint. And I think, yes, all your food would then also taste like ink and paint, just to make sure that you actually have to. No, you can't taste all the pizzas. They taste like paint.
That'd be too easy.
That's a way out of it. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea's was that you're the only animated person, and that is weird, and everyone makes a deal out of the fact that you're the only animated person. Mm-hmm. Which one feels most balanced to start?
Yours is a super minority, right? Like it's like a
yeah. You're a single
like,
minority.
You're like the, and so some people will hate you or think you're
yes.
a demon.
Yes, but you would also become. You'd also be very popular.
Or not.
Yes.
How the world turns.
It could be
you.
Similar to the movie Splash or the movie.
I think
that
there
is
were other
like
mermaids
Splash.
In Splash, weren't there?
No.
Not on land, but like in the ocean.
We didn't. Oh, maybe
I think that was a literal fish out of water story.
Well, what about that other one that is like Splash that just won Best Picture?
Oh, Shape of Water.
Shape of Water? I don't know if he was the only one.
Can you just go into the fact that Shape of Water is a plot where the woman has sex with a fish monster?
Yeah.
And this is the one you brought up right now.
Oh, no. I didn't see it.
I feel like you have so many things you need to work out.
How did it all come out now?
She's just not sexually attracted to human beings, okay?
Well, he is no rodent. That's for sure.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. You are right on that
and
one.
And he was not wearing clothes. No vest was to be found.
I'm sure
no
you were watching.
I looked. But yes.
What were we talking about?
I was saying, you're the only animated person in your community, so you could be, you know, people could treat you like it's a
you
cool
could be tortured.
Thing.
Yeah, you
but you could
be
also
researched.
Be
yeah.
splashed or Shape of Watered.
There's a lot of the danger there, I think.
Yeah. Okay. But also a lot of talk shows.
I think if everyone's going to treat me weird and I have to explain that I'm a cartoon to everyone, I don't think I would take that. Like, I think for me, that's a straight out, like, no, I don't want to have to go over. I'm a cartoon. That's a thing.
But
sometimes
you'd be special.
People are cartoons. I want to be special. I don't want to be that special.
Okay.
But you still have all the abilities we were talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and eventually people will be like, okay, it's, you know.
But they'd be surprised every time. Every time you pull a mallet out from behind your back, everyone's like, what?
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
that's
no,
true.
No, like, I'm a cartoon. That's what I do. Like, don't make a deal of it.
That's your go-to example. It's like, when I need a mallet. Because
yes.
You need mallets all the time.
I do.
Or they'll be like, cool, are you single?
Are you just thinking, who are you trying to sleep with?
I don't know. People are single, in my opinion, everywhere. Rodents, people.
But to me, there would be a. I mean, if there is a furry culture, then there is a culture of people like, oh, I'd have sex with a cartoon.
There are,
oh,
yeah. I don't think being animated would rule out sex.
I think it would increase.
Yeah.
But again, then it still might be that weird under the sheets making noise
thing. Yeah, that's
true.
We don't know.
Well,
yeah.
If we went with Taylor's.
If we went with mine, then it would be with hers.
For sure.
I guess it's. You could still
I
live
still
your
don't
life.
Know. Yeah. Well, I guess there's enough material online to say that it can be done. I think I'm leaning more towards mine or yours, Taylor. Do you guys have any strong opinions?
Yeah, I think mine is a little too lopsided. Like the bad might outweigh the good.
It just feels like annoying. Having to explain what I am to everything.
Even though I think it could be cool, it would be just as cool, depending on where you go.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea that everyone just accepts that you're a cartoon, though. Like, I kind of like the weird absurdity
with.
To that, yeah.
Okay, so I think logically it makes sense is the paint one. Is that it's like you have to consume paint.
Consume paint. And all your food tastes like paint. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can't like, yeah, just stuff a pizza with some paint on it and keep trying to do that over and over. Because you can't eat probably like an insane amount.
Yeah. You can eat as much cartoonish as you want. It'll taste like paint. And then you have to eat paint to survive as well.
It shouldn't be paint. It should be like poo.
Well, no, you're an animated character. So it's paint or ink or pencils. It's stuff that people would use to make
cartoons.
I guess
you could still eat if you only ate lead. For a while, then
like
you,
graphite,
would,
yeah.
you would slowly turn into that color.
That
like
color,
you don't have,
yeah.
No, you don't have the.
But it should be something that like is hard to eat. Is paint easy to eat?
What? Do you want some? Like, oh,
okay. You want me to go get some paint, please? I'm a very picky eater anyway. I think I would.
Yes, it's paint.
I think I would choke it
Have
down.
You never painted?
Like, I have, but it's never gone in my mouth.
None of us
it
have ever eaten
good.
Paint.
On purpose. I mean, I always get a little. Yeah, I get
I think
a little.
Maddox has had a sound.
I've had a lick.
What do you mean? I'm the only one here who's not. Who would have had paint?
I have not.
Again, wait, I've never like chugged down a bottle of paint, but I've. Like tasted it because like
I've
it got
never
some
tasted it.
Got some on my face
it's
or
poisonous.
But did you hate it enough that you were like, this would be a good consequence?
Yeah,
it's paint.
It does not taste good to eat.
See, like, I would say if I had to, if the only thing I could eat was like oysters or something, then I would be like,
it just doesn't make sense with the cartoon thing at all. It just, it's so off topic.
That's true.
Paint makes sense. Like anything that you use to animate. You say if you started eating, would if you started eating computers?
Or what about,
could I slowly become a 3D animator?
What about dynamite?
Yeah, you could totally eat dynamite. Your body would just like puff out for a second.
Yeah, that just wouldn't be nutritious. There's no nutrition to eating dynamite.
And then you burp.
Paint flavored dynamite. Smoke.
I don't know about the computer animated thing. Yeah,
I feel like if we're going by your logic,
it would still be unpleasant to eat. So yeah, if you eat enough computers, but it would become CG.
It'd be pointless to go CG because the whole point of CG is to get more and more looking like a real person.
Mm-hmm. And you're just closer. Like, I mean, not really.
It depends.
Like,
unless you're going Pixar.
Yeah, no, it's just. I think it's just a aesthetic choice at this point.
Yeah, we're all picturing, like you said, like Looney Tunes and...
Yeah, we're not getting to the point of being like hyper-realistic CG. I'm talking about, yeah, Pixar-esque cartoony. So yeah, if you eat enough computers...
I could look like someone from The Incredibles or something like that.
Yeah.
This is off topic a little bit, but remember Ferngully?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you want to have sex with the bat?
There was a bat?
There was
Robin
a bat.
Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just remember...
It was a fruit bat, wasn't it?
A jungle or something.
A fern.
It was a fern.
It was a gully of ferns.
I gave that puffy VHS away to my friend, and I never got it back.
And I feel like you never will.
Yeah. Sonia, give me Fern Gully back in Ottawa, Ontario.
I feel like the animation style in that was purposely very sexy, so I don't think you should give her that tape back.
Yeah, because she's not gonna be okay.
She's not gonna be okay with that.
Are they?
No one should let Chelsea Larkin watch Fern Gully. It is unsafe to do so.
I did watch it a lot, and I don't remember why, but if it was a bat, that might be why.
You should never be alone with children to watch a movie like, guys, let's watch The Lion King.
A bat is another type of rodent, too. It's definitely a rodent thing that she's got
totally
going.
It's in the back of her head.
What about Arthur? Remember him?
Yeah. He's an aardvark.
Oh, I'm not interested.
I have limits, okay? Aardvark's is bad.
I thought he was a teeny bear.
No, he's an aardvark. Arthur the aardvark.
Oh.
All right, so let's wrap it up real quick. You know what? I think if it was just eating paint and ink and stuff, I think there's a lot of advantages to being a cartoon. I think I would take it. I think I could put up with that.
Yeah, because you can still eat stuff and it tastes like... Oh, yeah,
no, it would all taste like paint. We specifically want that. So you're losing all your flavor palettes. But I'm not a picky... Well, I'm a picky eater, but like I don't need to eat good things so much. And there's a lot of advantages to being animated, like basically immortality. And basically, not having to carry things and being able to walk on the air for a bit.
Looking good all the time.
Looking good all the time.
So the downside is just the fact that you'll never enjoy
food.
And it's something you need
to buy
have
paint,
every day.
Which would be weird, yeah.
And yeah, you have to spend all the money you make on
paint. I don't know if paint is more or less expensive than food.
but you would probably be like, I guess.
It's probably easier. You just have your fridge
but
is
if
full
you're
of paint.
Animated, you don't get all the advantages of certain little things. Whereas for paying something, you still need to pay with real money. Like you can't just show them animated coins. Like they were not going to accept that, right?
You could probably give them a big bag with a dollar sign on it.
I feel like so that would be you would still have to make money somehow.
You'd still have to make money somehow, yes.
But yeah, so but you just can't enjoy food and you need a job.
Yeah.
Because you need to buy a lot of
paint. Need to buy the ink, yeah.
Well, I mean, your fridge could be filled with paint buckets and you just do a pint.
Yeah.
I think you have to take it by spoon and make it really make it slow. Slow as possible.
You're sitting in front of the TV just spooning paint into your mouth.
Who knows? Maybe years later you get to a point where like, I really don't like this kind of paint, but I really like this paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might actually, there might be differences in flavors. There's still a flavor.
When that gets easier.
Like those shows where, that show called Strange Addiction, when people eat like couch cushions and
they would take this for sure. Yeah, there's got to be someone who
if I put
already.
Into Strange Addiction your obsession with rodents it might make it
we
to
might
an episode
get on air. Yeah.
Was this that guy who had sex with his car
too?
Remember the guy who was the guy who was like in love with his car?
Do you mind if we submit you, because actually I could use that. It's really good promo for the podcast. If you got on Strange Addiction based on this,
well, it's only cartoon rodents, let's be clear. And they have to be wearing some sort of clothing.
They don't need pants, but a vest.
A vest or chapeau helps.
I think that just helps our chances that it's so specific. Animated rodents wearing vests.
I'm afraid to watch these again. I don't know what I'll feel.
Okay, but moving back onto the topic, would you take the wish? Would you want to be an animated character yourself if you just had to eat paint and ink?
I'm a very picky eater. I can barely smell a fish. So I would not take it. And there's no guarantee that there's going to be a vested rodent out there to date.
Mm-mm. No, because you're probably the only animated person. Yeah. Everyone's just cool with it, but...
I think I would feel lonely, and the paint could... I eat my feelings, and I would just be eating paint. So that would be awful. Well, I would not do it. It's not worth it.
Okay, so I think Taylor and I are both...
I'm on take it. If you just... You can still live your life.
Yeah.
And you just have to have paint once a day.
Yeah.
Like at the bare minimum. But it's still, if you get hurt and you use your powers for, like, it's, I jumped off the top of a building.
So the...
I might have to eat like 3 jugs of paint.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'd still do it.
You got hurt bad.
And you maybe could pour it into different orifices. It doesn't have to be your mouth.
Okay. No. Okay, this is where we're going next.
Why would you bring that
to
up?
To make it faster. Ears, eyes, nose.
No, you know we were talking about asshole. You know you're talking about putting a funnel into your asshole and pumping it in
at
there.
At the same time, it helps the speed.
And why would you want to put it through your eyes?
Well, sometimes... No, I have no answer.
Nor should you. All right, everyone, that ends the episode. So, you can become an animated character, but you will have to eat paint, ink, or apparently computer chips in order to maintain yourself and to repair damage. Taylor and I would. Chelsea would not. What about you, audience? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down? Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you. Your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the Break-A-Wish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or donating on our website. Find all this information at breakawish.ca. For more Chelsea Larkin, follow her on Twitter at ChelseaLarkin99, and for more Taylor Davis, he directs and narrates Max Justice, an improvised, episodic, narrative cop dramedy the first Monday of every month at the Social Capital Theater. Look up Max Justice Improv on Facebook. This has been a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. Before I go, some wishes don't take a whole episode. I call these summary judgments. Dale Velvet Wells wished to be infamous. So, you're famous throughout history for your life story, but everyone pronounces your name wrong? And also gets a few key details wrong, like your hair color, or that you like to wear cowboy boots? You never wore cowboy boots. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Ever wonder where actors really go inside their minds?
Or maybe just what the difference is between being depressed and being an asshole?
I'm Kaylee LeGrand.
And I'm Tanya Bevan.
And if you have similar shower thoughts, listen to us knuckleheads. And we're totally not okay.
But that's okay.
A podcast about the intersection between mass media culture and mental health.
Come check us out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.